Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us, and hopefully my voice is going to stick with us too today. I had a bit of a head cold here this past week and getting over it, but last night it seemed like my voice was disappearing the longer the day went on, so hopefully it'll maintain itself here today. Appreciate your prayers. Let's go ahead and open our program here with the word of prayer this afternoon. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray you bless, use the program today for your glory. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody. Help us to point somebody to Christ that needs to know Christ as their Savior. Help us to encourage Christians in their walk with you. Bless now, we pray and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to, excuse me, I'm going to probably cough a few times here. Hopefully, I'm not into the microphone, but want to just to mention something coming up at our church this weekend. And of course, this weekend, most people don't know that this coming Monday, everybody's thinking about the elections. And of course, Ohio has their primary on Tuesday. And I certainly encourage you to get out and vote on Tuesday. If you haven't voted absentee or voted early already, I encourage you to get out and vote on Tuesday afternoon. And that's where you get a chance, or Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday before 7:30, I believe is when the polls close, 7:30. But make sure you get out and vote, make a difference, and let your voice be heard. I think the reason that we can see that the race has come down to Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio probably being the two most likely candidates to be able to oppose Donald Trump and all, rather than, for instance, our governor, John Kasich, or the Florida governor, Jeb Bush, or some of these other ones, is simply because a number of evangelicals, fundamentalist Christians, have been out making their voices heard, and conservatives have been making their voices heard in the primary so far. So I encourage you to do so in this coming primary. But what I wanted to get at is that on this coming Monday, this would be March the 14th, is International Pi Day. Now, a lot of people wonder about that, where that comes from, and there's a reason I'm mentioning it, but if you're familiar with the value of pi, 3.14, and so they celebrate March the 14th, 3.14, as Pi Day. Now, being a good Baptist church that we are, we last year, since Pi Day, I think, was actually on a Friday night at our Friday night Bible study, we brought in pie. And what a better way to celebrate Pi Day. And so this Sunday, we had such fun with it last year, we're actually going to celebrate International Pi Day one day early. So we'll just round it to 3.13, I guess. But we'll have it on this Sunday. And if you don't have a place to go to for church this coming Sunday, if you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you come and visit. We're going to have, after the morning service this Sunday, we're going to have Sloppy Joe's and some things to eat there. And then pie. I'd say we're probably one of the few churches in the area, if not the only church in the area, that's going to be celebrating Pi Day. So no other reason. I'd like to say we have a great spiritual reason for doing it, but we don't. It's just we like pie. So if you like pie, but more importantly, if you like learning about the Lord Jesus Christ, and like learning about the Word of God, the Bible, why don't you visit us this Sunday for Pi Day Sunday? And then during our morning service, we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, which is located at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. It's right near the entrance to 77 and the Ohio Turnpike right there, northern Summit County, about midway between Akron and Cleveland. And we'd love to have you visit with us. Also, while we're on the subject, you can visit us at our Friday night Bible study. That's every Friday night from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. If you can't get there exactly at 7, that's no problem. If you can't stay all the way till 9, that's no problem as well. But we just have a good time of fellowship, an informal Bible study where you bring the questions, and we look at the Bible together and try to find answers to things that are happening from God's Word. And that Bible study, as well as preaching and teaching at our church. I'm an expository preacher primarily. I'm preaching through the book of Acts on Sunday mornings right now during the 11 o'clock hour. And on Sunday evenings, I'm preaching through the book of Psalms. And I like preaching through books. You get the whole counsel of God that way. A lot of times I found in my own past, and I'm sure it's the same with others, that after you've been preaching for a while, you tend to get certain topical areas, certain parts of the Bible that become more favored than others, and other parts that you tend to avoid more. And by preaching through books of the Bible, you have to preach on everything that's in the Bible and not just the things that you like the most or the things that you find the most interesting. So I enjoy doing that, preaching through whole books. I have to deal with all the topics that are there. And I think that's a good way to learn the whole counsel of God. So yeah, I encourage you to come out and visit us at the Bible Baptist Church. And like I said, we meet at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield, Ohio. And we can find us online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about me, more about the program, more about our church. There's links to our church website there. And there's also links to us on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook Live with Pastor Al on Facebook as well. And put up a number of articles and things there that I find of interest from time to time. And I had started to mention earlier the preaching and teaching at our church, our Friday night Bible study, our radio programs, our Friday afternoon 1:30 to 2 o'clock radio program, our Sunday night 11 to midnight radio program. The purpose is designed to not only point people to Christ and help people find Jesus Christ as their Savior, but also to encourage train believers to be better witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's been my desire in the ministry to help people to know two things after they're saved. And certainly I want people to be saved, but after you get saved, what then? You know how you got saved, that's great, but what then? There's a whole lot more in the Bible than just merely salvation. Salvation certainly is the first step, but when you get saved, I want people to be able to rightly divide the word of truth, as the Bible says. And in order to do that, you need to know what you believe, and you need to know why you believe it. And I think that if we could train more Christians to know what they believe and why they believe it, it would eliminate a lot of the false doctrine that's runs around the world today. It would help us reduce the loss of young people, rather than just telling people, well, this is what we believe, and we believe it because that's what we believe. Well, not good enough. I've had people say, well, because it's in the Bible, that's why I believe it. Well, that's great, because you believe the Bible is the Word of God. But what if you're trying to talk to somebody who's a Muslim who think that the Bible has been tainted, who thinks the Bible has been altered, who thinks the Bible is not the Word of God, and they believe the Quran is? What if you're talking to an atheist that thinks the Bible is nothing more than a pack of fairy tales? And so you need to know what you believe and why you believe it. That's one of the things we try to do in this program. And that's why we make it a live program. And I don't believe I've given out the phone numbers yet. So if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you feel free to call us at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we'd love to hear from you today. And also wanted to mention, too, that if you go to our website at livewithpastoral.com, not only can you find information about us, but past programs are there available as MP3 files. You can look at them, and you can download them. You can listen to them, and hope they'll be a blessing. Hope they'll be an encouragement to you. We've had some feedback from some people in recent weeks from as far away as Indiana and even Arizona that have been listening to our programs online. And so I appreciate that. Well, number of things I wanted to get to as well here today, and I started sort of touching on this a little bit here, but I had an article that I read just recently, and we're going to talk more about politics probably on our program Sunday night, and we're certainly going to be talking about things dealing with the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ in some of our upcoming programs. But one of the things that I was kind of looking at here and thinking about, and this is, I watched some of the debate last night. I heard some of it on the radio, I should say, while I was working on other things. And one of the things that I've mentioned before in the program and I've been looking at is, why is it the number of Christians are going out in force? Now, I'm not intending this to be so much endorsement or non-endorsement of either Trump or Senator Cruz here. It's just a question that occurred to me. My wife and I were talking about a little bit, and you would think on the face of it that evangelicals and fundamentalists would be voting for Ted Cruz, for instance, in large numbers, because he has a valid testimony of having trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He bears evidence in his life of being a born-again Christian. And then on the other hand, we have Donald Trump, who claims to be a Christian, but he's a Christian in the fact that he's not Muslim, he's not Jewish, he's not atheist. You know, I'm sure he believes that God exists and all of that, but when asked one time about what he has to ask for forgiveness over, or has asked God to forgive him for, he basically said that he's done nothing that he needed to ask God's forgiveness over, and yet by his own admission, he has been involved in quite a number of immoral activities, without getting into all the details there, and even a number of his businesses are involved with gambling and alcohol sales and things like that. Hardly seems the testimony of a born-again Christian, but maybe he is genuinely born again, but certainly the evidence doesn't seem to be there. Certainly the language and, I mean, the things that he talks about doesn't seem to reflect that either. But getting back to this thought here, there's a number of evangelicals and fundamentalist Christians that are supporting Trump over Cruz. And I found that rather interesting. In fact, Pastor, was it Jeffers, I believe, that's on a number of stations. I think he's on, has been on at different times on the sister station here, 1420 WHK. And he's a very well-respected evangelical Christian, pastor, and of a large church, a large Baptist church, Southern Baptist, I believe. And he has come out strongly in favor of Donald Trump. Likewise, Jerry Falwell Jr., who's the head of Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, son of Jerry Falwell that started the school there, and well-known pastor and Christian activist there, I think he's actually Southern Baptist now. His dad started out Independent Baptist, but any rate, he has stood by Donald Trump, and we've even seen in a number of primaries where a number of the people who voted identified themselves as evangelicals, and they voted for Donald Trump. Now, so this has been kind of interesting to me, looking at this just from a standpoint of the two individuals and wondering why. And there's an article that I've got linked on our Facebook page that talks about this a little bit. And it's talking about a survey that finds support for Trump among Christians varies based on church attendance. And this is what I found interesting here. They've shown that even though there's a number of self-identified Christians who support Donald Trump, when you look at the church attendance of these people, if you find that they're more regular in their church attendance, they're more likely to not support Donald Trump. They're less likely to support Donald Trump. Evangelicals who are not real regular churchgoers do not tend to be tend to be more supportive of Donald Trump as opposed to those who are more regular churchgoers. They seem to be less supportive. And the Barna poll has done some things analyzing results from some of the primaries and all, and they found out in this that about 32% of Republicans who identified themselves as Christian said that they would vote for Donald Trump in the primary. And that's about 13 percentage points higher than the amount of Christian Republicans that said that they would vote for Ted Cruz. And that just seems very interesting. It seems counterintuitive. You would think that the bulk of the evangelical vote would be for somebody who's more pronounced as an evangelical Christian rather than the other way around. Second finding in the survey found that when you looked at a subset of the Christian Republicans that attended church regularly, as looking at people who were had attended church in the past week, you find that Cruz is ahead of Donald Trump 30 points to 24 points, which is rather interesting. And also, when you look at Christian Republicans who, according to this Barna survey, had been to church in the past week, that you find that more than a third of these voters actually have an unfavorable view of Donald Trump. And though there are a number of church leaders that have came out, like I said, we had Pastor Jeffries and out there, Falwell Jr., who come out in support of Donald Trump. We also have a number of them. There's a familiar author to many people, Max Licato, a pastor and author, and another pastor and a radio talk show host. Seems like an odd combination, doesn't it? Pastor and radio talk show host by the name of Tony Bean, who have all sort of come out against him. And so we see this interesting thing. I remember looking at some studies that came out after the South Carolina primary a few weeks ago, and they said that the people who the evangelical vote for Donald Trump tended to be more amongst people from larger mega churches, churches where doctrine wasn't emphasized as much, and that in churches where they tended to emphasize more Bible doctrine, in smaller churches and more traditional churches, traditional evangelical, I should say, as opposed to, say, Presbyterian or Catholic, but traditional evangelical fundamental style churches, they tended to vote for Ted Cruz in the California primary. And I found this very interesting, very fascinating, and there's a lot of discussion going on back and forth as to who Christians should support in the primaries. And you're no doubt going to hear more about this in the coming days as we lead up to the Ohio primary on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. And we'll probably be talking about this again on our Sunday night radio program here at 11 o'clock till midnight. And so I'm sure it's going to be talked about it quite a bit. But I guess what I'm looking at when I think of this is before I get ahead of myself, and please forgive me, my voice is wanting to go here, and I'm trying to pace myself so that I don't lose my voice before the end of the program. But I heard somebody referencing about a incident that took place. I want to say that it was, it might have been President Nixon, and or during that era, 70s or something. Somebody was talking about the support, the United States supporting various dictators in South America as opposed to others. And they were, the response was something, and I won't say the exact words of the response, but the response was basically, well, yes, he's a so-and-so, but he's our so-and-so. And this philosophy is being used in regards to Donald Trump, that, yes, he's a strong man, and if we vote for him, he'll be our strong man. And, you know, I'm the first to say that if it was an election in the fall, in November, between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, or between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, or between Donald Trump and let's say Biden, if he winds up on the ticket through the convention and all, I would vote for Donald Trump because, again, like somebody else pointed out, the other ones, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get pro-abortion. You're going to get pro-gay marriage. You're going to get same-sex marriage. And you're going to get further attacks upon free speech, and you're going to get the courts backed with leftists that are going to undo the Constitution and the freedoms and the liberties that we have in this country. That's what you know that you're going to get. If you vote for Donald Trump, you might get that, but you might get somebody who may wind up being pro-life. He's been on both sides of the issue. You might get somebody who's against same-sex marriage, or he might be for it. I guess in another sense, it's a kind of throwing the dice, wondering which one you're going to get. But I really do believe that as Christians, we need to pray about what we do in these coming elections. And we have a chance to let our voice be heard. We have a chance to try to select people in the primaries that are on our ballot, whether you're in Ohio or Florida or another state. You have the opportunity to select people on the ballot that are more in line with your Christian principles. I think you ought to do it. And I said on a previous program, a lot of times it's not so much who we're voting for, but who we're voting against. And that may well be what we have to do in the fall. But right now, in the primaries, let me encourage you as a Bible-believing Christian, pray about your vote. You think, well, wait a minute, why should we pray about that? Well, you should. You should do everything with prayer. And you should have all your decisions made with prayer. And you ought to pray and ask God, what is it that I should do? Who should I vote for? Should I look at these candidates, try to do some research? You know, I've not made a mystery about the fact that I personally support Ted Cruz. But again, that's my position because I believe that as a born-again Christian, if I have the chance to vote for somebody who has a credible testimony of being a born-again Christian, if I have the chance to vote for somebody who seems to uphold biblical values, who has said that he wants to uphold biblical values and has a track record of upholding biblical values, like somebody once said, look at their record rather than their rhetoric. You know, I've got a chance. I can try to make a difference. I can try to be salt and light in this coming primary election. And just that's kind of my thought. And I would encourage you to do the same thing, to do like they said in Acts chapter 6, where they were looking for the characteristics for the first deacons that they selected. In verse number 3, where they said, well, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you, 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. If I've got a chance to vote for somebody in the primary who's born again, who reflects my biblical values, and who not only says that he wants to bring those values into the political arena, but has a track record of using those political values in the political arena, then that's what I'm going to do. The general election's not until November. May not have that choice in November, but right now we do. And so let me encourage you, pray about your vote this Tuesday. Pray about who you think you ought to, as a believer, vote for. And most importantly, make a difference in the world around you. Be salt, Be light, as the Bible says to be, and do what you can to honor and glorify God. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.